Story.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I appreciate the man of God that was faithful to preach it to my heart down through the years. Then one day, praise God, that story became real in my heart. Amen. That's what God did.
Yes.
I'd heard it, but one day, thank God I heard it.
Amen.
You understand what I'm saying? Boy, I appreciate the God of heaven tonight, his mercy and his grace. I'm glad that God got a hold of me. That's what he did. Thank God. I'm glad he knew where I was, what I was, and what I needed. And I'm thankful he was able to do for me what I was not able to do for myself. And I appreciate the Lord for it tonight. My prayer is the Lord would help me to keep my eyes upon the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the mark tonight. And then to press toward that mark for the glory of God. As I told the preacher a little early, I've come too far to turn back now. I don't want to turn back. But I want to press toward the mark for the prize, the high calling of God. I want to do the will of God, please him. Thank God the remaining time the Lord has given me. And I pray the Lord to help me tonight to be able to make a difference in someone's life for the glory of God. I think that's a great honor tonight, to think that God would use someone like me and you to make a difference in someone else's life, to be a blessing, to be a help. Thank God to be a light in a dark, dark world. And I give God the glory. And I give him all the praise. Tonight, as we look in the scriptures, I'll read a few verses tonight in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 47. Just on my heart tonight, as I began to think about a few things this afternoon. And I want to be careful tonight about not finding myself living in a comfort zone. I want to be willing tonight to be willing to follow him. I want to do what God would have me to do. I want to trust him tonight. I don't want to have a life of fear, but of faith. I want to be willing tonight to go forward doing the work of God. Here Ezekiel will give this great prophecy concerning the whole house of Israel. I'm going to be honest tonight. There's a lot of things about this I simply do not understand. But I do believe tonight there are some practical truths that we can draw forth in the Word of God tonight. As I've said on numbers of occasions, there's inspiration tonight. And we know that all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God. We know there is an interpretation to this divine Scripture, and that no prophecy is of any practical interpretation, and that God meant what he said and said what he meant, and he has not changed his mind. But we also know tonight, friend, that we're able by the help and grace of God to give spiritual applications from the Word of God, that we might live by them and grow by them for his glory. These things are written, the Bible said, for our admonition. And so we find afterward in verse 1, he brought me again unto the door of the house. It's very important that we understand that God is doing the leading. And brother, listen, if we'll follow, he'll lead us to where we need to be, and we'll get there when we need to get there. And so the Bible said, and behold, waters issued from under the threshold of the house eastward. For the forefront of the house stood toward the east, and the waters came down from under the right side of the house to the south side of the altar. Then he brought me out by the way of the gate northward and led me, the Bible said, about the way unto the utter gate, by which looketh eastward, and behold, there ran out waters on the right side. When, notice this, and when the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits and brought me through the waters, and the waters were to the ankles. Now, as I'm looking here tonight at what is taking place, here Ezekiel, friend, is being led by the Lord. I appreciate that. And the Lord is leading him along, not at Ezekiel's pace, but at God's pace. Not in Ezekiel's direction or according to Ezekiel's will, but according to the Lord's will. Now the waters here are ushering out, and he's speaking about a great river here in the Word of God. And the Bible said he's brought him now to the place where the waters are to the ankles, but he would measure again. Amen. And the Bible said, and he brought me again through, and measured 1,000 and brought me through, and the waters were to the loins. And the Bible Bible said he measured 1,000. And as he continues to go on, hey, 300, and the waters were a river that could not pass over. If the Lord would help tonight, friend, like I said, I'm concerned about being in a place, hey, friend, when we find ourselves in a comfort zone. A lot of times we're given to comfort as a child of God. I like to be comfortable, but personally tonight, I like the fact, friend, the air condition's on tonight. I'm glad, friend, the pews are padded this evening. I'm thankful I can sit in a comfortable automobile on the way to the house of God. And the Lord's been good to us, friend. But we have to be careful about giving to that thing of comfort tonight, because it can happen to us spiritually this evening. We can find ourselves in a place of comfort where it's not too bad. Things feel pretty good. And we're at ease in Zion oftentimes and just willing to ride this thing out. I'm oftentimes given to convenience. I like that. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Listen, I didn't have to go out to the well and draw water this afternoon. I didn't have to harness up the team. I appreciate convenience. Amen. I'm glad oftentimes things are in reach. Things are at a touch. And God truly has blessed us in that area. But you got to be careful tonight about giving over to convenience. Because when you get yourself in a place of comfort and convenience, that oftentimes leads to complacency. I don't want to be that way tonight, but I want to strive tonight for the mastery. And I believe every child of God ought to want to strive tonight for the mastery. And as you look here in the Word of God and what's taking place in this succession here, the man with the line in his hand would go forth and he would measure 1,000. Amen. 1,000 cubits, about 500 yards, a great distance. And the Bible said he would bring him, or he would lead him, as he began to walk out from that river's brink and began to walk out. When he walked out 1,000 cubits, and as he looked down, the water was about his ankles. He would measure 1,000. As he began to walk out with this man leading him, the waters were to his knees. Amen. I believe there's a great message there. He would measure 1,000 and lead him out. The waters were to the loins. And friend, God is leading this man just a little deeper, just a little farther. Amen. I'm glad he was willing to follow the man with a line in his hand. Praise God. I'm glad he didn't say, I believe I've gone far enough. I don't believe I'd like to go any deeper. But praise God, I believe his attitude was this: I'll go as far as you're willing to lead. I wonder tonight, are we willing to go as far as God is willing to lead us? Oh, yes. And the Bible tells us here he measured 1,000, and it was a river that could not pass over. And brother, I tell you what, friend, he's got in water over his head, and as far as he can see, praise God, there is a river. And I began to think about the source of the river. It came from God. Amen. Praise God. I believe God, amen, has a mighty river. This is not stagnated water. This is not some pond somewhere, but it's water. Praise God. This issued out from underneath the throne of God. I begin to think about the size of this river and how, friend, it could not be passed over. I believe, friend, God's got some deeper water tonight for me and you if we're willing to go with God. Other words, God has a life. Praise God, we can enjoy a life where we can follow him. His God takes us from our place of comfort, praise God, into a place where God can control us and use us for his glory. Now, I thought about the strength of the river. I'm going to tell you what tonight, friend, a river is a strong thing. Amen. And the deeper you go, the stronger it gets. I believe that's the way it is living for God. I believe the deeper it goes, praise God, with him, praise God, the stronger he gets. Amen. In other words, the more control he has in our lives. A lot of time, man likes to be in control of his own destiny. But I believe, friend, that God has determined some things for my life and your life. Brother, if we're willing to go a little deeper, thank God there's no telling what God may do. If the Lord would help tonight, brother, it's no new thought, it's no new title, it's no new message. But I'm telling you with all my heart tonight, I don't want to be in a comfort zone, but I want to just walk out a little bit deeper tonight. I wonder tonight, do you really want to wade out a little bit deeper in the things of God Almighty? Amen. I mean, when you got saved, you got saved. You got born again. You got put in the family of God. And brother, I'm as saved tonight as what I will ever be. Praise God. I can't be any more saved than what I am right now. Hey, brother, I didn't get some of God. I got all of God. God got all of me. And I appreciate that tonight. I'm glad I'm in the family of God. I've been born again by the power of God. Hey, I'm already seated tonight in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Praise God. My destiny's sealed tonight. Thank God. I'm glad I've been born again by the power of God Almighty. Oh, yes. But I tell you what, that's not just the ending of that thing. It's the beginning of it, Brother Robert. Praise God, Brother Jonathan, when we got in. That wasn't the end of this thing. But God has a plan. God has a will. Brother, God has a destiny tonight for me and you. He really does. Thank God. I just wonder if I'm willing to follow him. Praise God. See, sometimes that's a little bit scary, Brother Hyde. Hey, amen. I'm talking about when you're willing, praise God, to walk away from the river's brink and to follow him in deeper waters. Hey, amen. I tell you what, friend, as long as the water's about ankle deep, we're pretty good with that tonight. Praise God. Because we can see where we're going. And can we be honest tonight? If the water's only ankle deep, friend, you got a little feeling there, but not much control. Oh, yeah, see, you're in control, not the river. Am I right? Oh, yes. Praise God, you can run in ankle-deep water. You can skip in ankle-deep water. You can jump up and down in ankle-deep water. A lot of folk like to be right there. They like to say, I'm in. Praise God, it feels good to be in. That's as far as they want to go in. But God has something deeper. Thank God for me and you tonight, if we're willing to follow God. God can take us deeper in the Word of God. Deeper, praise God, in our prayer life and fellowship with him. He can take us, praise God, deeper in our faith and put us in a place we have not gone before. Oh, yes. The Bible tells us here, thank God the man that had the line in his hand measured 1,000. And he brought me through the waters. Now, I'm going to tell you something, friend. It's going to take God to bring us through, but he will bring us through it. I'm going to tell you, friend, we might get out sometimes and wonder if we're going to make it. But God will bring us through. Hey, man, you know, he's never abandoned his children. He's never left them out there by themselves. Brother Keith, we were talking about the Lord. I appreciate God, don't you? The disciples got out on that ship. They thought they were by themselves. But Brother Hyatt, the fourth watch of the night, praise God, he came walking on the water. He showed them, praise God, they wasn't in this thing by themselves. He was still in control of their destiny. Thank God. I appreciate God for that. He's going to take them a little farther, amen. Oh, yes. I want to go a little farther with him tonight. But sometimes that's a scary thing. Can I be honest? Oh, yes. Sometimes it's a scary thing. I'll be honest. I like to see it. Don't you? Brother, I like to see it. But sometimes God says, you're not going to see it. You're going to have to believe it. Amen. You're going to have to believe it. Thank God that sometime down the road, you're going to be able to see it. Now, brother, that's hard on me, but God's faithful tonight. God can't help but be faithful. He's always been faithful. Yeah, brother, I tell you what, he cannot fail. He does not have the ability to fail tonight. I'm glad of that. He said, I will never leave thee nor fail thee. Isn't that what he told Joshua? Praise God, we anchor in on that tonight. A God that cannot fail. Praise God. Oh, I fell often. He's never failed. Thank God I come short often, but he's never come short. Hallelujah tonight. Oh, my soul. Well, he got out a pretty good ways, you'd have to say. He's gone a pretty good ways, friend. But God said, let's go a little bit farther. Now, God's in control of that. I'm going to tell you what tonight. We cannot go any farther than what God has taken us. Isn't that right tonight? I cannot go any farther, preacher, than what God's taken me. But I've got a desire to want to go a little farther. I believe that's where it's at tonight. And God knows your heart, amen. And if you really have a desire tonight to go a little farther at the right time, God is going to measure it out, friend, and take you the right number of steps in the right direction for the glory of God Almighty. Oh, my soul. Yes. The Bible said he took him out and the water was to the knees. Yes, praise God. She's getting a little deeper now. Amen. Hey, man, you know what I found out in a river? Now, I'm not talking about a pond or a creek or a little stream or a branch somewhere. I'm talking about in a river. I spent some time in the river, and I like to go the river, brother. Hallelujah. But I tell you what, that water's pushing. That water's running. It's got a source, praise God, and it just keeps on coming. And brother, listen, when you get out to your knees, you can start to feel the force of the river. Amen. You know what you find out? It's not as easy for you to take steps like it was when it was ankle deep. Praise God. Amen. You just can't do what you did. In other words, that river has more control over you than what it used to have. And brother, that's what we ought to be tonight and desire to be as a child of God. I'm in a place where God has more control, friend, than what he used to have. So when God says, I want you to do this, you'll say, yes, Lord. I believe that's where it said we talked about Abraham when he got caught out of the earth of the Chaldees. Hey, preacher, I believe he was not ready for the mountain, but God got him ready. Thank God. God was a measuring that thing out for Abraham. And at the right time, he said, hi, and the lad go yonder to worship. Praise God. I appreciate the Lord tonight. Are we willing to follow him? Amen. Oh, just a little bit deeper. Oh, yes. Amen. It's a pushing against him now. Amen. It's a little bit of struggle, praise God. Amen. But can I tell you something that dawned on me one day, Brother Robert? Even though he's knee deep in the water, you know there's more out of the water than in? Am I right? You know what happened? You can see a whole lot of Ezekiel. Isn't that right? And I tell you, I pray God help me tonight, because you don't need to see a whole lot of me, but you do need to see a whole lot of God. Amen. This world doesn't need to see a whole lot of me, but does need to see a whole lot of the Lord tonight. And I believe if we'll mind him and follow him and go with him, he'll get us to the place, friend, where you begin to see less and less and less of ourselves, but praise God, more and more of the power of God. And I believe that's where it's at tonight. Well, here he is. He's to the water up to his knees, and there he stands. And then there goes the man with a line in his hand, and he's measured out another 1,000. Hey, man, I'm telling you, listen, God's are taking him way out, brother. This is a great river, friend. Hallelujah to God. Hey, you realize by the time he gets done, they're going to go way over a mile, praise the Lord, and God's are taking him out. Hey, what a river this is. I tell you, God's got waters, friend. I don't believe we've ever been in, but there's a possibility we can get there, amen. Oh, yes. Yes. I'm talking about them rivers, praise God, like Elisha got in when the armies camped around the mountain there. And he sat back in the house, praise God, with his feet kicked up, saying, there's more on our side. There's more with us than with them. Hey, brother, that's waters to swim in right there, praise God. I believe we can get there if we'll stay with God. Too many times I'm like the servant was. I'll ask Master, what shall What are we going to do about this? But I believe God get me to the place, friend, when it don't look like it's going to take place. I can rest in the Lord. I say, God has got this thing, friend, and trust in the Lord tonight with all of my heart. That's what he's saying. That's a great statement. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, with everything that you've got within you. Oh, but if you're willing to go a little bit deeper now, God will get you there. So he's measured out another 1,000, and the Lord's leading him. Boy, I like this. Hallelujah. The Bible said he brought me through. He just keeps bringing you through. You say, I don't know if I'm going to make it. He's going to bring you through. I don't know if we're going to get there. He's going to bring you through. Hey, man, you're looking out there, and I don't know if we're going to make it or not. Oh, here he goes. The Bible said he brought me through, and the waters were to the loins. Things are fixing to change. Why is that? Because that's the core area. That's where all your strength lies. Hey, you may know what God's saying. You're going to have to get out of your strength and get in mine. Amen. Ezekiel, as long as you think you can, you're probably going to try. Isn't that right? Amen. Oh, but when you get out, friend, and you begin to realize that you have little strength, but he has great strength. See, there's no denying then, hey, that waters are pushing on him. He's finding a struggle just to stand up, Brother Hyde. I mean, listen, the waters are pushing this way, and he's having to do all he can just to stay in place where he's at. In other words, that waters are taking control. I believe God wants us in a place where he is in control. Amen. Oh, yes. And you'll find out, friend, listen, if we quit fighting against it and start yielding to it, we can get somewhere. You ever try to row upstream? That's difficult tonight, but a lot of times spiritually we find ourselves doing that, rowing upstream. And we're working and working and working and hardly getting nowhere. And God's saying, why don't you just start yielding? Hey, man, see, God's got a direction. Praise God. He's got a direction. He's got a direction for my life and your life. And I'm going to be honest tonight. I can't see everything that God's got for me. And I'm going to be honest, Brother Hyde. Sometimes I get a little bit afraid. Amen. And I'm asking God, Lord, don't you understand what I need and where I'm at? Well, he absolutely does, brother. He's got me where I'm at tonight. Thank God. And I can trust him. He's going to lead me out. He said, son, just follow me. I'll bring you through it. Oh, yes. Amen. He's got out there. That waters are pushing on him, Brother Rodman. He's pushing on him. He can feel the power of the river. He's beginning to realize, hey, this is a lot stronger than what I am. You know what else he knows? If I stay out here long enough, after a while, my strength's going to give away. Amen. I'm going to get to the place where I just can't fight it no more. I'm going to get to the place I can't withstand it no more. Amen. Hey, when I was there and the water was just up to my ankles, that was not too bad. Praise God. I believe I'd stand in this all day long, not be moved. Amen. I tell you what's wrong with a lot of Christians tonight. They don't want to be moved. I tell you what, to be moving toward God, moving the way God wants us to tonight. Oh, but the water's got up there. You think the Lord's done, but he's not done. Isn't that good? Sometimes we feel like the Lord's done, but he's not done. Amen. We feel like, well, I guess this is about as far as we're going to go. Oh, no, friend. In his time, in God's time, there goes the man with the light in his hand. You know what I've noticed? It was not difficult for the man with the light in his hand. Praise God, to go another 1,000. Hallelujah. He wasn't struggling against it. He wasn't fighting against it. He was in control of it. Thank God. He just measures out another 1,000. Thank God. In his time, praise the Lord. And then the Bible said he brought him through. Waters to swim in. In other words, friend, that's when it starts getting over your head. I'm going to tell you what, friend, it'd be good sometimes for us to get over our head. Hallelujah. When you can't touch the bottom anymore, praise God. Hey, what happens is there's a certain amount of security now. As long as you can touch the bottom, as long, friend, as you feel like you've got some control in this, you can direct it somewhat, you can handle it somewhat, but God's going to put us in a place where it's over our head, friend. We're going to have to yield to God, trust him, preacher. Oh, yes. Waters to swim in.
That's it.
Hallelujah. Deep waters. Thank God. I don't know how deep it was. The Bible doesn't say how deep it was. We know when he started, it was to the ankles. We knew after a while it got to the knees. Hey, friend, a little while later it got to the loins. But now, friend, we're just in waters to swim in, a river that could not be passed over. How wide does that have to be? Other words, friend, no matter how far you go, praise God, the water's still flowing. It's still fresh. It's still good. Praise God. It's still coming from the throne of God Almighty. Thank God, who is the source of all things. Tonight. Oh, yes. Praise God. Makes me want to wade out a little deeper. Hey, man, to God. Boy, I like that. Get out in the cool waters, the deep waters. I'll tell you what, friend, that water that's constantly running, thank God it's refreshing. I don't know about you tonight, but sometimes I just need to be refreshed. Hallelujah to God. Boy, I tell you, sometimes the heat gets on. Brother, it gets hot. We get weary. But I tell you what, there's just something about getting into cool water. Brother Hyde, I remember as a teenage boy, two things that we did in the summertime. We primed the back and got up, hey. Everybody square a bell and everybody had tobacco. We worked in the tobacco patch and in the hayfield. That's what we did. And I tell you, we'd work out there. We'd start, friend, as soon as it was daylight. Hey, friend, we was priming leaves and pulling them leaves. Praise God, off the stalk. We'd work up to about 1 o'clock. We was hot. We was tired. Sun was a beating down on our head. But praise God, friend, when we got done, we was headed to the river, thank God. And I tell you what, friend, we might have been tired and might have been a little bit weary. But praise God, when our feet hit the water, thank God, it brought about a refreshing, thank the Lord. Hey, Brother Keith, I never was satisfied. Standing right there at the bank, praise God. Brother Todd, I had to get out just a little bit deeper, thank the Lord. I like that water to swim in tonight. That water is over my head. Let's be dive down deep, brother. Where I can't touch the bottom, praise God. That's what God has for us tonight. Oh, yes. Boy, them deep waters. I've been a few places, friend. I've tried to touch the bottom, and I just couldn't do it. I went as deep as I could go, and I knew, brother, I've got to start up the other way. I got to get a breath of air, praise God. That's what God's got. He's got it so deep, we can't never get to the bottom of it. We can't never get to the other side of it, but we can enjoy it, thank God. That's what the Lord's done. He didn't tell me to figure out everything. He didn't say I have to have every answer to every question somebody has. He said, you just need to, praise God, wade out a little bit deeper and thank God, get out and get refreshed and let me help you and take you where I want you to be and help you, thank God. I tell you what, the same God we trusted, thank God, that got us off the bank of sin, praise God, in the river of salvation. It's the same God tonight. We can trust, praise God, to take us a little deeper tonight. You better believe it's right. Oh, my soul. Oh, but I tell you what, you know what I've noticed about water is I've gotten a little older. A lot of times I'm content, amen, sometimes to stay in the shallow. Isn't that right? Now, I'm going to tell you what, when I was a teenager, hey, I wanted to see just how far I could get out there. I went to watersheds before, and we'd look there and say, I believe we can make it to the other side. And we'd swim all the way over. Then we'd say, I think we can make it back. I like the deep water. I like to get out in it. I got a little older, though, and I find myself sometimes being content, amen, just to get my feet in the water. I'm going to tell you what, there's a danger tonight about being saved for a while and growing. I don't want to be content tonight. I don't want to be content. I want to, praise God, I want to have the same attitude I had, praise God, when I was 16. Just how deep is it and how far can we go? Praise God. I wonder tonight, friend, if that's, what's your attitude toward God tonight? Hey, brother, would you like to get a little bit deeper in the things of God? Are you listening to the voice of the Lord and following Him? If God says, let's go a little deeper, praise God, are you willing, thank God, to follow Him? You know what the blessed thing is? No matter how far he went, he wasn't by himself. Isn't that right? That's right, he wasn't by himself. Hey, the man with the line in his hand didn't kick him off into the river and say, just go. Thank God, he kept leading him. He'd measure out 1,000, then he'd bring him through. Am I right? He'd measure out 1,000, then he'd just bring him through. And brother, even when he was out there in waters to swim, and brother Joe, thank God he was right there with him. Amen. Isn't that good? Hey, thank God, isn't it wonderful to be able to look in them deep waters and thank God, see the master of the sea tonight? Thank God, the one who made all things. Praise the Lord. I appreciate God tonight. Well, I'll tell you what, I'd like to go a little bit deeper tonight. Hallelujah, the things of God. See, there's no telling what God might do. I have to realize tonight, it's not me. It's not me. Boy, sometimes I get a little bit afraid, preacher. I mean, nobody really knows who I am. I'm not some big shot somewhere, you know what I'm saying. Sometimes I get a little bit afraid, but God said, son, if you'll stay with me, I'll take you where I want you to go, to get there when I want you to get there, to do what I want you to do. That's the God I serve tonight. And I'll tell you what, God's been faithful. God's been faithful. There's been some times I've doubted. There's been some times I've complained. There's been some times I've had no faith. But the man with a line in his hand, praise God, to bring me through, Brother Keith. Thank God, tenderly, praise God, he measured out 1,000 and he brought me through, thank God. Matter of fact, I don't even see them even debating about it. I don't see him saying, now, if you'd like to go, if you'd like to go, I'll be glad. You know, he just measured out 1,000. Looks like he got a hold of him by the hand and just brought him through. Amen. That's the God we serve tonight. Well, I appreciate the Lord. God can bring us through it. Because as I sat around this afternoon, I thought, my soul, I don't want to get comfortable in this thing. I won't be willing. I don't want to get complacent in this thing. No. Boy, I tell you what, there's a spirit of apathy everywhere you go. I won't be that way. I still want to be excited about the things of God, the possibility of serving the Lord. Thank God, friend, that God would let me serve him, that God would come to me where I was and save my soul. Hey, preacher, I was a sinner undone and unclean. My soul, what God's done for me. Hey, preacher, I've shared a few things with you. It's amazing I'm even here tonight. But the God of heaven had some plans. Had God to lead me and helping me. I appreciate God for it tonight. Hey, brother, there's some deep waters that God has for me and you if we'll stay with God tonight. Oh, yes, and that's not just for the preacher. Oh, no. Thank God that's for every one of us. That's for you, Brother Robert, and your wife. Hallelujah. I tell you what, friend, God take her through deep waters. Take you through deep waters. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful tonight? What God can do. It's not just for older folk. It's for young folk. Praise God. I tell you, God's got some places he'll take us tonight. Where he's in control. You know what I like about this? And I'll close with this. But when he got out to waters to swim in, only thing you could see was his head. Isn't that right? You couldn't hardly see none of him. And praise God. And when you looked at across that vast river, I'm going to be honest, friend, you couldn't hardly even pick him out. All you could see was that great river. And when we get to where God wants us to be, they can't hardly see us. All they see is, praise God, what God's a-doing, what God's a-doing. Amen. That's where I want to be tonight. I want them to see what God is doing, that God might be glorified. Because I can't do anything tonight, but I'm serving a God who can. Amen. And when it was all said and done, he brought him back, thank God, to the brink of the river. And I believe sometimes, friend, God will have us to consider these things. Ask ourselves a question, like, well, just where are we in this thing with God? Isn't that right? Where are we at tonight? Amen. Sometimes it's hard for me to answer those questions when God gets to ask, because I know where I'm at. Amen. I like to pretend that I'm in waters to swim in, but I'm really, friend, just standing around the river's brink. Amen. And God's saying, son, there's deeper waters out there while you stand around the river's brink. Hey, can I not lead you through it? And I'm telling God, Lord, I don't know if I can make it through that or not. Amen. Well, I'm going to tell you what, the waters may be deep and the waters may be over our head, but it's not over his head. Could I remind you tonight that he measured out the waters in the hollow of his hand? He's a lot greater than the waters, praise God. We can trust him, and as long as he's by our side, we ain't got anything to worry about. Thank God we can trust him, we can trust him, we can trust him. What we need is some childlike faith. Amen, childlike faith. Amen. I've shared this illustration. I'm going to share it and I'm going to be done. I'm going to share this. And I mean this. When we were little, there wasn't many places you went for vacation when I was little. Hey, man, there wasn't no theme parks. There wasn't anything like that. And young people today, they really couldn't grasp how it was when we was coming up. Hey, man, if you got to go to Cherokee, you thought you went to heaven. That's exactly right. Hey, man, you mean you got to go to Cherokee? Praise God. That's right. Hey, man. But I tell you what, we never did go. The beach hardly didn't. I mean, that's a long ways to go. But we went to White Lake. Hey, man, I ain't been to White Lake since I was a kid. I don't remember anything really about it. But I remember this. I remember there was a pier that went out across the water. There was some deep water. The further we went out in the lake, the deeper it got. My daddy was standing out in that water. Hey, man. And I was standing on the pier. Amen. And he's a standing out there in the water, and that water's up to about right here on him, and it's way over my head, and I'm a standing on the pier. Amen. He's looking at me. You know what he said, Brother Todd? He said, just jump. Just jump. Amen. That's why he just said jump. And I tell you, I didn't question it. I didn't say, Daddy, I don't believe you. Brother Hyde, I didn't say, I don't think you'll catch me. I'm afraid you won't get a hold of me. But he said, jump. And brother, I tell you what, I can remember just like yesterday. I jumped out there and those arms got a hold of me. And praise God, he took me down in them deep waters and brought me back up. Praise God. It set me back up on the pier. It said, jump again. I tell you what, we trust God tonight. He won't lose us. He won't let us go. Praise God. But he'll take us in waters, praise God, to swim in tonight if we'll trust him. Oh yeah, I'll tell you what, I got somebody a whole lot stronger than my earthly daddy. Thank God I got my heavenly father, Brother Hyde, and praise God, he's got a hold of me. You know what he's saying? Let's go a little bit deeper. I wonder tonight, church, thank God, do you want to go a little bit deeper? Are you willing to go a little bit farther? Thank God, will you trust the one tonight that can bring you through? Hallelujah. Boy, I appreciate God. Let's stand tonight to our feet, please. Boy, I appreciate the God of heaven. The sister's coming to play. Boy, I appreciate God. And you just mind the Lord tonight, whatever.